Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.
Here's your closing bell brief for Tuesday, November 8th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. A positive day for U.S. stocks as Americans go to the polls. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 334 points, or about 1%, to close at 33,161. The S&P 500 was up about 21 points, or about 0.6%, and the NASDAQ finished up 52 points, or about 0.5%. Investors' optimism has grown ahead of the midterms, which could see a shift in the control of Congress. Divided government is typically considered a boon for stock markets, as it limits uncertainty and reins in both parties. Among individual stocks, Lyft shares fell 23% after the ride-sharing company said its revenue growth slowed and the number of people using its service remained below pre-pandemic levels. Shares of Lordstown Motors fell 5.4% after it posted a wider quarterly loss. Shares had initially gained after Foxconn Technology, the world's biggest contract manufacturer for electronics, said it was deepening its investment in the once troubled EV startup. In commodity markets, oil prices fell as hopes faded that China was considering easing its strict COVID-19 policies soon. U.S. crude fell 2.9% to $89.13 a barrel. After the bell, the Walt Disney Company reported weaker-than-expected fourth-quarter earnings as losses continued to widen in its streaming business. That offset the strong performance of the company's theme parks. Disney shares fell more than 6% after hours. And crypto exchange Binance surprised markets today when it said it signed a letter of intent to acquire rival FTX Trading. It also said that FTX was facing a liquidity crunch. That spurred a significant sell-off in crypto assets, including Bitcoin, which was down about 13% to roughly $18,100 in afternoon trading. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.